Ladies and gentlemen, Personality Plus is about to go on the air with 2 4-star personalities, or as we should say, 4+ personalities. We have with us today Mrs. Lionel Atwill, wife of the distinguished British actor, now in Hollywood making moving pictures. Mrs. Atwill's brother, James H.R. Cromwell, better known as Jimmy, is our ex-minister to Canada and a well-known author. His latest book, Pax Americana, has created quite a stir recently. Then we have Mrs. Lawrence Wood Robert, Jr., Evie, the wife of Chip Robert, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, and a real power in the Democratic Party. But Evie is a personality in her own right. Carolyn Vance, who arranges this program, remembers her as a little girl with flowing blonde hair who was always on a horse. These two ladies are very dear friends and are well known throughout the city for their good humor and keen wit. Mrs. Atwell is radiating today in a stunning summer creation, a dotted Swiss cheese cloth of gold. And Mrs. Chip Robert is wearing a cavalry quill that looks like an old tired drake trimmed in regal vermin. And now here they are, those two wits of Washington, Mrs. Atwill and Mrs. Chip Robert.
That's certainly a wonderful compliment, Mr. Owen. My, that was some send-off, Louise. We have a lot to live up to. You're supposed to be very witty, so let's have a sample of it.
If I look like you, Evie, you're so really beautiful, it wouldn't matter what I said.
Oh, thank you, darling. But come along now. Do say something witty.
That puts me on a spot, Evie. I'll have to come back in a flash with a flash. Pardon me, Walter Winchell. Are you listening?
Remember the last time we were on the air together?
Yes, I think of it all the time. And you spoke so intelligently about totalitarian governments, democracies, and all the rest of your highbrow stuff. Yet the only thing most people remembered was who we chose as the glamour boys of the Senate. Since that broadcast, I have had many requests.
You mean those two anonymous postcards from Harvey?
Many requests to name some of the glamour boys of the other government departments.
What about the War Department? Are you familiar with any of the high-ranking generals over there?
Yes, what do you mean by familiar, Evie?
I mean you know quite a number of the generals well, don't you?
Yes, I suppose I do. Why?
I wonder who you think is the most attractive and brilliant, the most glamorous general.
That's an easy one. General, John J. Pershing.
He's a great man, all right. I've thought so for years.
Evie, you know the Navy pretty well. Who do you remember as the most outstanding and glamorous admiral?
Why, Admiral Dewey.
Dewey, you really?
I wonder how that went over, Louise.
Well, I didn't hear anyone laughing back.
Perhaps that's just as well.
Do you think we might be just talking to ourselves?
Perhaps that might be just as well, too.
If you really think there's no one listening in, Evie, I have a big secret to tell you.
I heard that you were at the Sumner Wells for dinner the other night and had a peace plan to offer. Is that your secret?
Yes, it is. And Sumner asked me to tell it, but I told him I couldn't until after the broadcast because I was afraid he might steal my thunder.
Well, how about telling me? In the strictest confidence, of course. I won't tell a soul.
No, nobody but Pearson and Allen. I know you.
I'm just dying to know.
Well, I have involved the peace plan.
You mean evolved, don't you?
Well, some word like that. But aren't peace plans always involved?
Do tell it to me, Louise.
Well, it's a peace plan that will work.
I don't believe it.
It's true just the same. And if everybody would back it up, I could guarantee peace.
All right, I won't tell. Go ahead, let's have it.
My peace plan is for everyone to just stop fighting. That's all.
That's a great plan, all right. Sumner Wells will likely make you minister to Greenland for that.
Listening, Sumner? How do you think we're doing, Evie?
Magnificently. This is our second appearance, and there's no telling who might take us on next.
You've got something there. Maybe the Timon's dead people are listening in.
Without a doubt they are. What would be a good slogan?
Well, how about the salesman stands behind every bed he sells?
Gee, Louise, here we are taking up all this time on the air, and Mr. Owen, who announced us so beautifully, has just been sitting here suffering. Let's see if we can get him to talk.
All right, I'll ask him. Mr. Owen, would you mind making a noise like an announcer and do a little denouncing?
Thank you very much, ladies. It's all right now for you two to rib each other, but for goodness sake, just take it easy on me. I just work here. Now, speaking of ribbing, Mrs. Roberts, you wrote a column at one time called Eve's Rib, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that too, Evie. Was it awfully hard work?
Yes, it certainly was. Turning out a column day after day is really tough.
It must have been. I used to read you every morning for the sake of disciplining myself.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful gesture.
Really, I can't understand how it is that all these brilliant writers can go around looking as cool and calm and unhurried as they do when you open a paper every day and realize the hard work they have been putting in. Take Doris Fleeson, for instance, Eve Gordon, Betty Hines, Margaret Hart, Cassini, Hope Miller, Pearson and Allen.
You've already mentioned them once. You must want them to send you a fan mail telegram.
Yes. Remember the one they sent us when we went on the air before in which they said after hearing this, they had torn their radio to pieces and thrown out the second story window?
Has anyone asked you who wrote our script?
Yes, a lot of people.
Well, Siree, where did you do most of your writing, Louise?
Well, under the dryer in you.
That's a good place. And what did you do most of your riding, Eve?
Well, I did most of mine on horseback riding through the park.
Those are two good seats of learning.
What are your plans for the summer, Evie?
My train leaves right after this broadcast. I'm leaving town for 10 days.
Maybe I'd better go with you.
Washington gets pretty hot in the summer sometimes.
Hot in the summer? I know plenty of people who think it's pretty hot all the year round. Look, beautiful, we read the society papers of all, and we both go out a lot. Let's you and I take a poll on who we consider to be Washington's super special. Let's start on the leading hostesses.
Well, let me think a minute. Sissy Patterson's suppers after the famous gridiron press dinners are, I think, the most interesting parties in town. She gets together presidential candidates, members of the Supreme Court, the cabinet, senators. All the outstanding people are at her house. She even got us once, remember?
Evelyn McLean, who has extraordinarily brilliant dinners. She mixes Republicans, Democrats, isolationists, belligerents, foreigners, and all sorts of people regardless. She has a great gift of making people happy and comfortable in her home. As a hostess, I think she is really top.
Just like this broadcast.
Better wait and see, Evie. I have a good job for you. Would you consider accepting the post of diplomatic spokesman, sort of like George Summerlin is chief of foreign oil for the State Department?
What a call you mean.
Well, it's still a foreign oil job. You could announce which embassy or legation we can or can't associate with as they come in and out of the international doghouse.
That wouldn't be a bad idea at all, but it would give me a chronic headache. Like keeping up with the loose end, Bill.
Well, I've decided to insulate myself during this new low in hostilities and work on the peace plan.
You mean isolate yourself, don't you?
It all depends, Evie, whether I'm going to use my woman's ignition or not. By the way, are you interested in affairs of state, Evie?
Any affairs intrigue me. What do you refer to?
Well, I was thinking of the Hess affair.
You mean the affair within the affair?
Yes. And I don't think it is generally known, though I read it in the Times Herald last week. I have the article here with me. Oh, Mr. Owen, won't you read it? Because I can't see very well.
I certainly will. The headlines say, Chargé La Femme, Hess flight attributed to trouble over a woman. The London United Press, the Hess issue was revived by demand from Samuel Silverman, Labour Party, for a fuller statement by the government. Silverman said that he had recently received an anonymous letter giving the name of a lady who was in Germany a long time and arrived here after the war started by arrangement with the government and suggesting there were domestic entanglements which induced Hess to leave his wife and family at Hitler's mercy in Berlin and put himself at the mercy of the prime minister of the government of this country.
Hello, Evie. Love laughs at the locksmith, you see.
Even at the Messerschmitt.
That's a good one. Speaking of people escaping, we have a number of super special bachelor boys who have escaped matrimony all these years here in Washington. Evie, you name a few, and so will I.
Well, Louise, I always start at the top. J. Edgar Hoover is my first candidate. He's delightful, but oh, how he does work.
Representative James Barnes of Illinois is the most attractive person, too. He's bright. And you know, the people in his state must think like him, too, as this is his second term.
Yes, he's a peach. So's General Alan Gullion, the Judge Advocate General of the Army. I'll admit I'd hate to come up before him at a court-martial, though, wouldn't you?
I guess we could take care of ourselves all right, Evie. I tell you who I have a great admiration for. Joe Guffey, Senator from Pennsylvania. In my opinion, he looks just like a Roman senator should have looked.
Yes, and he does plenty of roaming around, too. How about George Bournos, the lawyer? He's a brilliant person with quite a comprehensive grasp and an extremely generous host.
Yes, but beware of the Greek bearing gift.
Ladies, may I step in and make a suggestion?
We'd love it. You can tell we have wide open, empty minds.
Well, then, you've named one possible future sponsor for our program. Have you any other in mind?
How about being a hot air hostess?
No, you see, we have only one good thought a day.
Speak for yourself, John.
Why, Evie, I thought we did think as one.
Two girls with but a single thought.
Well, I, for one, think you're doing fine, girl.
Thank you, Mr. Owen.
Now, let's get back to business now.
To get back to your original suggestion, Mr. Owen.
Oh, did I? Gee, I'm all confused.
Well, just calm down to a cyclone and we'll hold your hat for you.
There, that's better. Now, it has been suggested that we go on the air for a big glass company in conjunction with a rock quarry.
Well, I don't quite get that combination there.
I don't either.
Well, this thought was not to be born until tomorrow, but it fits. So many people in Washington live in glass houses that I figured a nearby rock quarry would come in handy.
That idea almost equals your peace plan.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what I had in mind.
I think he's coming out of it all right, Evie.
You said you had many requests to name the super specials of other departments of the government here in Washington. But you've only mentioned the War Department and the Navy. How about the State Department and the Department of Justice?
Mr. Owen, Evie and I are simply torn between conflicting emotions, but we'll try.
Well, Louise, you've already plugged for Sumner Wells, and no doubt by now he's famous. Who do you think is the most brilliant man in the Department of Justice?
Well, if my opinion wouldn't do him any harm, I think Thurman Arnold is outstandingly top.
Again, we are thinking of one.
Well, I have 100 on him in the winter book.
Who hasn't?
Now, you two can be serious, I see. And I know you both know a lot of the inner workings of the town. Couldn't you give us just a little something on what and who make the wheels go around here in Washington?
I'll have to ask my partner. How about it, Evie?
No, thanks. We aren't really crazy. We just act that way for fun.
Ladies, from a man's point of view, it'd be very interesting and intriguing to hear who you both consider to be the outstanding, beautiful, and glamorous women of Washington.
There are so many that it's hard to only name a few. But to me, one of the most beautiful is Mrs. George Puttendale, wife of the commandant of the Navy Yard.
I think Lady Wilmot Lewis is the outstanding beauty of the town. You know Sir Wilmot Lewis, of course, the correspondent of the London Times here. But there are so many others, like, for instance, Mrs. Pat Hurley, wife of the former Secretary of War, and Mrs. Sumner Wells.
How about young Countess Igor Cassini, Mrs. Rodman Wanamaker, Mrs. Kent LeGrace?
That's just it, Evie. We could go on and on.
Well, before we go off, who do you think are the most retiring girls in Washington?
Evie Roberts.
Louise Atwell.
And they are retiring now, ladies and gentlemen.
Please do not hesitate to write or wire your senators and congressmen if you wish to hear from us again. Goodbye, folks.
Thank you, Mrs. Atwell, and thank you, Mrs. Chip Roberts. We want to remind our radio audience that we have made good on our promise of an outstanding program today. We knew we could depend on Evie and Louise for something gay and witty. We're trying to persuade these young matrons that it's their duty towards sweltering, suffering Washington, where grim tasks are being carried on, to lighten this heavy burden with their good-humored quips about the personalities so hard at work. We want them to come back regularly on the Personality Plus program. And now for our program Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We've got something good then, too. The Daughters of the House will entertain us with a half-hour program of music and quiz show. The president of this organization of Congressman's Daughters, Mrs. Eleanor Tolan, will headline the bill with Bonnie Patton, Happy Isaac, Betty Jensen, Betty Jean Brown, and Muriel Dempsey participating. Miss Christine Anderson will do the interviewing. Now, don't forget to tune in on Saturday at 3 o'clock to listen to the composite American girl from the East, West, North, and South, Your Personality Plus Show.